You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Break a Bat podcast, where baseball meets Broadway. An attempt to show that my two favorite mediums don't have to live in such separate worlds and maybe even break some stigmas. We're happy to have you with us. Now let's play ball. Hello and welcome to Break a Bat, where baseball meets Broadway and sports meets show business. This is Al Malafronte coming at you with another installment of our Break a Bat holiday block party. Today is a special one because for the very first time in our show's 100 plus episode history, we have our first hitter taking their second at bat in the Break a Bat lineup. Now, while a couple of innings have passed since we last chatted back in November 2020, if there was ever anyone that I'd want to hold that honor, it's our special hitter today. If you tuned in during Thanksgiving week last year, you may remember the amazing and hilarious and inspiring chat that we had with the one and only Jen Lilly. You've all come to know and love her work on screen over the past decade and a half, be it through her work on General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, all the incredible films that she stars in, especially around the holidays. And she's got an all-new film premiering on GAC Family titled Royally Wrapped for Christmas. It airs this Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm just so stoked that she's back in the batter's box with us today. So with that being said, I ask you all to please turn your attention to home plate. Just beyond the marquee, now batting again, Jen Lilly. Jen, welcome back to the party.
I'm so excited. I had no idea that I was your first guess that it ever come back. Are you sure? This feels like a mistake already. I feel like I gotta make you regret this decision.
Or you're the only person that like actually, you know, could bear, you know, 40 minutes with me, you know, on a second time around. So I'm glad it's you though. How you been?
I've been good. I've been so busy since we've last spoken, and just so many things are going on. I'm pregnant again, which was a big surprise.
I was going to say congrats, not just on, you know, Royally Wrapped for Christmas, but you were in People magazine and told the whole story, pregnant again, baby number four on the way at the Lily Wayne house. Congrats.
Thank you. I'm still in shock. I still am like, I don't believe it because my pants pretty much still fit, but I go in for the sonograms and I'm like, there's a human moving around. That is wild.
Now, you were surprised. How about when you told your sons and daughter? Are they ready for minivan life now that there's going to be four of them in the backseat?
You stop right there. I will never, ever drive a minivan. toy to that. No, I will never drive a minivan. I am going to get just a ginormous, you know, SUV. That's it. My 5-year-old was ready. He's really excited, though. It was funny because this summer I asked him, I wanted to foster. I wanted another baby. I just didn't want my body to do it. So, you know, not the best thing for an actress, especially when you're an actress who falls in love on screen. You know, pregnancy out of wedlock, not a cute look for, you know, Hallmark, GAC Family, all these networks I work for. So I asked Caden, my 5-year-old, this summer, I was like, hey, buddy, so, you know, what do you think about getting, you know, maybe a baby brother or baby sister, because I was thinking through foster care. And he goes, Mama, I'm allergic to bees, flies, and babies. And I was like, okay. So then I told him, I was like, listen, Caden, there's some babies that, you know, don't have mommies and daddies that can take care of them. And he goes, I guess we should take care of those babies. But now he's super excited. I'm due in May, which is when Caden's birthday is. And so now he's told me that I need to have a boy, name him Caden, and have that baby on his birthday so that he can have a twin. I was like, that's not how twins work. So he's really excited. My daughter Julie doesn't understand, though. The other day I'm getting a little bit of a bump. So my daughter Julie like kissed my belly. And then Jeff, my son Jeff, is excited, but he just does whatever Caden says. So yeah, I mean, they're pretty excited. Though Caden told his kindergarten, pre-K teacher. I went to her parent-teacher conference the other day. And I was like, yeah, sorry. So I'm pregnant, like in case Caden says anything. And she goes, oh, that makes so much sense. Because he came in the other day and she goes, he takes his backpack off. And he like wildly and loudly announces to the class, my mommy's has a baby in her belly and it got there in Canada. This is how rumors get started. You don't know biology. That was not my co-star. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Biggest state in the USA. Yep.
Oh my God. Well, seriously, I mean, what a way to break into this holiday season. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, you talked about Hallmark GAC family. Before we talk about Royally Wrapped for Christmas, you got to tell us, you know, because last time you were here, we touched on, you know, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry. Babe Ruth's contract was sold from the Red Sox to the Yankees, put an unofficial curse on Boston baseball that lasted 86 years. Hallmark versus GAC family. Tell us what's going on.
Listen, I'm Switzerland. I stay out of it. I am really excited about GAC family. I love Bill Abbott, the founder and CEO. He's incredible. I particularly love My Christmas Movie because my character runs a nonprofit. She's the director of a nonprofit whose goal is to give a Christmas present to every child in need, which is what I do if Christmas is not canceled. So I'm excited about that movie. But as for me and my house, we will take it one movie at a time and play Switzerland. You know, I like all parties.
Oh, that's an interesting analogy. See, like in baseball, you don't really have the option to play for two teams at once. But there's no like Switzerland option in baseball. But that's good though. I mean, I didn't want to, you know, pry or anything like that. But I mean, this is like a pretty big deal. This is like going to be like a new heated TV rivalry for like good old fashioned family entertainment. Oh, yeah. And you have a sweatshirt too.
I'm actually making GAC's merchandise for Christmas.
Ooh, so what does that mug say?
It says, I just want to get cozy and watch 12 movies of Christmas, which is what GAC family is doing. I have like whole interactive movie watching kits and game bundles for my thing on Christmas is not canceled. All of it benefits charity. I mean, right now I love Bill Abbott and I'm excited about GAC family because I know Bill personally and I know his heart, and he has a huge heart for people just like I do. And he is very family friendly. You know, I actually told him I was pregnant really early. Like, I mean, I'm only 14 weeks, but I told him at like 9 weeks because I was like, I just want you to know, like moving forward, you know, because when I had my Hallmark contract was up for negotiations, I was pregnant with Julie and they didn't know. And so I was like, this is not my signature move. I'm just gonna let you know, like for, you know, my cousin and stuff like that, but he's really supportive and I like that. And, you know, people have myths and misconceptions in their head about who Bill Abbott is, but I would say just, I know him personally. And, I think that if you look at the movies that GAC is putting up, you can already see that they do have diversity and they are inclusive. And Bill's just really, he is just so supportive of people. So I value that a lot. So I'm excited to be part of Team GAC this Christmas.
Well, I'm excited for it too. And rumor has it that you're throwing a big live stream premiere party for all the folks at home who want to watch Royally Wrapped for Christmas. Am I invited?
You are invited, but I wish, are people going to be able to see the video associated with this?
They won't, unfortunately, but would you like to narrate what?
I'm not going to narrate. I'm going to show you and try to explain what we're doing. This is available on Christmas is not canceled. It benefits charity and it is so fun. So not only do we have movie watching kits, which are like everything you need to enjoy your ultimate Christmas movie, right? Like soft alpaca blanket. Like alpaca, okay? Alpaca blankets are like $200. This whole kit is $89 and it benefits charity. Alpaca blanket, the ginormous cozy mug with the gourmet hot chocolate and the popcorn and the candy cane and chocolates and things like that, games. But because I like to take everything to the next level, I also have a Royally Wrapped for Christmas movie watching kit. Not a movie watching kit. It's a game bundle. That's what we call it. This, if I wish your audience could see, this is the actual royal crest from the movie.
Wow.
And when people order these on the site, these ones are only $49. And the value of the things inside is way over $49. Trust me, because this is a marketing thing this is me marketing it. So I ate the cost. You open up your box and it has the royal cookie recipe. And these are like very posh. I wish you guys could see.
Mikey, take our audio engineer is going to take some pics and we'll share them on the Instagram. Keep going.
I was like, there are QR codes. You can watch the video on how to make the royal cookies with the directions. There are the royally wrapped bingo that you can play with your family. All the cards are different. One person will win. Which royally wrapped character are you? I mean, like, this is like every girl's dream. When girls are little, we take quizzes in magazines to find out what our personality is. Well, we can find out what character you are. Also, in the movie, there are 6 gift boxes at the royal ball. And mine has 6 gift boxes that we will open at each commercial break. And the contents are extremely amazing. So those are also available on ChristmasIsNotCanceled.com. And I will be doing a live interactive movie watching party on my Instagram while I tune in with Friendly TV. That is a, y'all, okay, listen, this is like not paid, but I am a big fan of Friendly TV because I am now a mom of 4 and I am from Virginia. So I like to save money, okay? I was raised to save money, though I will never drive a minivan. And let me just tell you, there is an app called Friendly with like, it's Friendly with no vowels.
Right. Yeah. There's no I, no E. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, cut your cable. Like I cut my cable years ago. I'm an actress. It's very important that I'm able to watch all of the things I need to watch. But I'm like between Hulu, Amazon Prime, which we all have. Thank you for the free shipping, Jeff Bezos. And Friendly, there's nothing else you could need. I mean, Friendly has GAC Family. They have all the Hallmark channels. Now they're adding Lifetime. They've just added all the A&E channels. They have the Weather Channel, the Game Show Network. They have all these channels, HGTV, I think. It's like between the two, $6.99. I mean, I'm paying like $20 a month while meanwhile, everybody else is paying like $119. I'm like, I'm laughing to the bank as I watch these movies. So I'm hosting a live movie watching party on my Instagram using my Friendly TV app. And we're going to play my royally wrapped for Christmas game bundle.
I'm so there. I don't know if I'm going to like, maybe I'll play the bingo. I don't know if I'm going to do like, which character are you quiz, but there's like, you had some really cool stuff in there. Is there,
the presents are amazing. In the boxes are amazing.
See, like with the quiz, I don't need to take it. Cause obviously whoever the coolest character in the movie is,
you already
besides
know you're
you.
Me.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Oh, so wait, you mentioned, you know, you're from Virginia. Is the whole family going to come out west this year to celebrate with you? A little bit different holiday landscape than we had last year.
I am actually going to go back to them. Hopefully the leaves will still be on the trees, but we'll see.
So wait, what's like Virginia like this time of year? Like, I know that there's no snow, obviously, but is it like a regular like fall holiday season? Like, is it what you picture it?
Yes, it's like what you picture it. I mean, you're based on the East Coast too. What are you, New Jersey, New York?
I'm in New York, yeah.
New York? Yeah, so it's kind of similar to New York where I'm from. You know, it can be cold. But then you might have these days where you're like you can generally go outside and play football with the family in the backyard on, you know, on Thanksgiving without feeling like you're going to die.
But you can't do that while you're pregnant, so you're not going to play football this year though, right?
No, I'll just be the cheerleader. Oh, I wish people could so see this. By the way, Christmas Is Not Canceled has an ornament and it's a cheerleader and her name is Ginger Cheer.
Part of Christmas University. That's right. Yeah, you have like the varsity sweaters and sweatshirts and everything. I love those things.
It's our make-believe college. you get a diploma from Santa, but yeah, every week we come together. It's like all these fans and celebrities and we have like these amazing people come into Christmas University and they teach us like legit awesome classes, like how to make hot cocoa bombs and charcuterie boards and how to set the perfect Christmas table and cinnamon rolls and like how to wrap a gift, like different ways that are really cool. So we basically learn how to host the ultimate Christmas while we're trying to win it and help kids in need. That's what we do.
It's so awesome. Cause I know that is such an important thing to you. I know how close to your heart that is. Especially, you know, when it comes to helping kids, it's amazing what you've accomplished in just over a year with Christmas Is Not Canceled. Does it ever amaze you?
Yeah, it does amaze me. I mean, we're looking at giving 20,000 toys to kids this year, which is pretty crazy. Yeah. It's not something I could do by myself, you know? It's like you got this whole community behind you, the fans.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of boxes behind you. Yeah. You're like, Jen is, for the folks at home, is recording like basically, that wasn't the shipping room. That's just your office, right?
That's just my office. Yeah. There's so much. My business partner already has an idea for something we can do for Valentine's. And I was like, you're not allowed to tell me till after my movie premieres. You can talk to me the first week of December. You can talk to me. First, let me get some of this inventory out my door. And yeah.
Are you going to do what you did last year where I think you said you were shutting down your phone or something like that after the movie premieres? Are you going to do the same thing this year?
Not after the movie premieres. So Christmas Is Not Canceled ends on December 10th. Then we have to wait like 5 days for any mail-in entries to get accounted for. And then basically I go all the way till December 21st by the time I'm doing like taxes and all the tax forms and things that people will want to think about that I also have to handle, prize deliveries. And then basically like come December 21st, come winter solstice. Yeah, I'm going to go hard dark until at least January like 8th or something. I don't want to see people. I don't want to see anybody but my children.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I respect that so much. And it's just like, honestly, I can't stand like relying way too much on the social media. Like, I need to use it for like the same way you need to use it for Christmas Is Not Canceled. I need to use it for the podcast. And like, I could use a break. Maybe I'll go dark for a little while.
Go off grid. Yeah. I mean, listen, I wish the internet would break.
It did for a little bit. The Facebook crash a few weeks ago?
Listen, I didn't even hear about that. I was probably downstairs sorting inventory. I want Facebook to crash. I'm sorry, Mark Zuckerberg, but sorry, not sorry. Like, I would just love it if everything imploded, and I would love it so much.
Yeah, I'm
here for it. My business partner is really good at social media. She's always like, can you just learn this TikTok dance? And I'm like, it's not going to happen.
Are you a dancer at all, Jen?
No. I was a dancer as a child when I was coordinated, and now like I'm terrible. I'm the person that everybody should want to see on Dancing with the Stars, because I think, first of all, I would only play for charity. I love that I just called it play. It would be a game. I mean, it would be like, oh man, Jen Lilly fell off the stage again, and they just vote me into the top three because they just want to watch the train wreck, and then they get real serious with the final two. I mean, I would be the contestant that would make everybody else feel really good about themselves. They'd be like, you know what? At least I'm not Jen Lilly.
Oh my God. I saw you break out the dance moves a little bit though on one of those reels that you posted from like behind the scenes
of Royally Wrapped. Royally Wrapped. Yeah. Okay. For Royally Wrapped. You know, but it's like one move. It's like a twist. Like it's one move, and it's a bad move, and it's off beat. I mean, I'm a singer. I know I can't even dance on beat. I mean, it's
my one recommendation to Mr. Abbott is to we have to have you singing in your movies. Cause I mean, you know, I love your albums as well, but like, why not? Yeah, you have this gift. Let's share it on screen. Come on.
Thanks. That'd be awesome.
My suggestion, you'll pass it along to him, that Al Malafronte thinks that I should be singing in my specials.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So, you know, we're all looking forward to tuning into that. So I know you're going to Virginia for Thanksgiving weekend. What do you have planned the rest of the holiday season? We start decorating yet or just no time?
Oh, are you kidding? My tree's been up since October 1st.
Well, I know you did Christmas in July, so it doesn't surprise me that much that you would put your tree up early, but you already
my
started.
My decoration has to do with Christmas Is Not Canceled. Though before I had kids, I would put my tree up in October because LA is just so depressing. But, you know, I would probably be the person that would be putting up my tree after Thanksgiving at this point in my life, because I live Christmas like 7 months out of the year. But yeah, it's funny. Going back to my son, Caden, his pre-K teacher was like, I said, you know, sometimes Caden struggles with fear a little bit. And she goes, oh, that makes sense, because we were talking about our feelings and all the kids were talking about how they were so excited for Halloween. And Caden goes, I'm excited for Christmas. And she was like, whoa, we just skipped over two holidays. And I was like, oh, that's not tied into fear. That's I was like, hi, I'm Jen Lilly. I do a lot of Christmas movies. I'm on a company called Christmas Is About Canceled. And when I put my tree up, my kids are like, do we get to trick or treat soon? It's so embarrassing.
Now, did the teacher knew who you were, though, before you said,
no,
hi, I'm
Jen Lilly?
No, I don't
think so. I don't think so.
That's good. I would rather just
be like,
that. Yeah, that's way better. It's interesting, though. It seems like she's always trying to piece together the reason why your son is saying what.
Like, why is mom getting pregnant in Canada?
That's appropriate for, you know, a young kid to be talking about in class. So yeah, that's good to know. Oh my gosh, Jen. Well, honestly, I really am so excited for the new film, but you know, I thought of doing a little something on the show similar to what we did last year, actually. Do you remember a little thing that we did called Fastball Derby?
Let's do it.
Okay. So
I don't know if I remember it, but I'm down.
Well, a lot of people were just as excited as you that, you know, that you were going to be the first person to return to the batter's box. So for this year's Fastball Derby, I thought we could mix things up in the sense that I let a few friends and loyal listeners in on, you know, some questions that they actually wanted to ask you, which I thought might be fun. So you're not just getting fastballs from my repertoire, but you're getting them from big listeners of the show and friends. It's the ninth inning, games on the line, high pressure where you got to think quick type of thing. And you'll just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind and hit it out of the park like you did last year. You ready, Jen?
Oh God, please purify my mind and my mouth. All right.
All right. Now, you're also a great storyteller. So if you want to sprinkle some of those in there too, I'm sure the audience would love to hear them. But this first one's from Teresa in Indiana. Christmas tree topper, star or angel?
Angel.
Team Derek Jeter or Team Alex Rodriguez?
Rodriguez.
Really? A-Rod over Jeter? That has not happened in like over a year where someone has said that.
Sorry.
You must
I love the Latinos.
Oh, interesting.
My sons are Latino, so.
Okay.
I gotta go with Rodriguez.
You got to find a better ambassador for them, though, than their Latin American heritage than A-Rod.
Don't worry, I will.
Okay, this is from Tom the Dog in the West Village. What would be your walk-up song when you come to bat? You're such a great baseball player.
Did I ever tell you? Did I tell you last time, like how I failed gym?
Yeah, and you had to like transfer to UVA late or something like that.
No. Oh, yes. And you had such good memory. Okay. I mean, I got to think about what the saddest song is. The death march or something would have to be like somebody's funeral procession would be playing when I walk up to the plate because they'd be like, game's over. I'm so bad at baseball. Like, I'm so bad. I'm so bad at sports in general, but my top worst sport is baseball, no doubt. When I was in junior high, ninth grade. Well, ninth grade, and for me, it was junior high. I was failing gym. Failing. I had straight A's and was failing gym. And I was like, I don't understand because like I'm wearing my uniform and I'm on time. Like generally they just want you to participate and like dress your clothes out, right? No, my school decided to grade you on credit, like your ability. So I had an F. I had an F in gym. I was literally failing gym. That's why I ruined my GPA. And I ended up getting a C because my gym teacher, whatever his name was, I've like repressed it. He was so mad at me. He's like, Lily, because I could not hit. I could not hit. And he was like, it is not that hard, right? So finally, like whoever the student was who was like pitching to me, and we're not playing real baseball, we're playing like gym baseball. We're like slow pitching to you and you just have to try to hit it. So he's like, get out of my way. Like he's so mad. And he took there's probably even a softball. It was probably like a softball, like bigger than a baseball. You know what I mean? Like I had bigger target to hit. And he throws it. Like he's like, I'm going to pitch to her myself. And instead of hitting it, it hit my eye. And I got knocked backward. And my eye was like watering. I don't know whether it was bleeding or not because I literally couldn't see. And I could not see. I lost my vision in that eye for 2 hours. And my teacher didn't believe me, thought I was being dramatic, didn't even know I wanted to be an actress then. So excuse me for accusing me of being dramatic. And he was like, yes, you can see. And he's making me cover up my good eye. And I remember he put because I felt his finger, I felt like my eyelash was being touched. But like he put his hand so close to my eye that I felt my eyelashes being touched and I didn't flinch. And he was like, okay, everybody take a lap. You know, like everybody started walking, but it raised my grade to a C because he felt so bad. And then 2 hours, my ambition started coming back. But that's how I passed gym class.
You got a pity C. And you were definitely the definition of like a straight A student, right?
Yeah, I was such a tryhard. I'm still a tryhard in life. I mean, you saw my movie watching kit. I wish people could see like this kit that I have assembled for my own movie. I was like, you show me one other actress that is like hand packing. Oh, also, I didn't even show you. It comes with this beautiful, I did wax seals. Okay, it comes with a royal note that I handwrite and seal with a wax seal. So it comes with an autograph note from me as well. I'm a total tryhard in life. Like I put so much effort into everything that I do. I was like, I don't understand. Everybody else was like, how do you fail gym class? You just participate. And I was like, well, apparently I'm so bad at sports. I did it.
You'd be such a good like pesky leadoff hitter for a baseball lineup. And obviously you have the ability to get on base because you know if you get hit in baseball, you get to take first base.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I think I did know that. What is that called? It's
a hit by pitch.
What is the name for that?
A hit by pitch, and it helps your on base percentage. Or wait, are you talking about? Right, we were on the same page, right? Hit by pitch.
Yeah, but I thought there was like a name, another name for it. I don't know.
Well, if a pitcher throws it wild, that's a wild pitch, and if it gets away from a catcher, let me rephrase that. If a pitcher throws it wild and it doesn't make contact with the hitter, it's a wild pitch. If a pitcher throws it a little wild or below the glove of the catcher or past the catcher, they call that a pass ball. But what happened to you was a hit by pitch.
Yeah, well, I can run pretty fast, so there's that.
That's good for a leadoff hitter, yeah, for sure. That like pesky factor, very good. Okay, this is from Connor Lester down the Jersey Shore. Your favorite YouTube or viral video?
Oh, I mean, I currently think that Holy Spirit Activate is pretty funny.
I'm going to make a recommendation to you, and maybe your kids would like it too, and it'd be a good introduction to them for some good music. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem doing Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. It just came out in October. I didn't do any work for 2 hours. I watched it 20 times.
Just, what is it called? I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, it's called Miss. So it's Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem from the Muppets. And they are doing Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. And if you need to be distracted and you just want to blow away your entire day with your kids and watch something over and over, they're my favorite band after the Beach Boys and Eagles. So maybe I'm a little partial. ELO, that is, not Dr. Teeth,
but
it was kind of epic.
I can't sleep well tonight knowing that the Muppets is not your favorite band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they're probably in the top 10, not the top three though.
Okay. All right.
Okay. On the subject of songs, Christmas song that makes you cringe.
Oh, you know, I don't like, there's so many. I don't like Where Are You Christmas. We'll just stop with that one.
Yeah. That one's annoying.
Or like, what's the one? I believe Bruce Springsteen sings it.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I don't like that one. You know, because he sounds like he's dying. It sounds like he has COVID when he's singing it. It's like, the closet comes down. You're like, oh my gosh, give him a respirator and some monoclonal antibodies.
Extremely overrated. I'm in your camp there. That and also even, and listen, I love the Beatles, but Wonderful Christmas Time by McCartney, never got into it.
You know, I never got into that one either. I love the Beatles and I actually like Springsteen. You know, Springsteen, I mean, like these are great musicians. I just don't care for these situations.
Fair enough. Okay, one Broadway show you've yet to see but really want to.
What's it called? It's like the president's, it's like Mr. Oh my god, why do I not know the name of this right now?
Please sing and rap it. I know the one you're talking about. As many are in our audience.
Oh my god, what is it called? It's gonna kill me. dun 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 dun. It's like
That could be
any kid. Oh my god, it's gonna kill me.
His name is Alexander.
Yes, yes, Hamilton. Thank you. I was like, why can I not think of this? It's like, this is so history. Okay, after Jim, history was my worst subject, but I do want to see Hamilton.
But you know, you talk about streaming services. I will highly encourage Friendly TV, and you know, to our audience, and then for you, Disney Plus, you can actually watch Hamilton.
Oh, we do have Disney Plus. I didn't know Hamilton was on there. But yeah. does the streaming version of it hold up? Because, you know, I'm not a big fan of recording plays and then watching them.
You know, they had a special film crew do it. Now, here's the thing with me. I never got to see it on stage. And I am picky. I like to see it with the original cast. So I never ended up buying tickets. They were expensive tickets and tough to get, I'm sure.
COVID happened too.
COVID hit, sure. And then actually the movie. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But Christmas is not canceled, as we know. But
Christmas is not canceled. Yeah.
I recommend it, or at least just for the music. It's really good. Okay. An irrational fear of yours.
I'm stage fright. I'm super stage fright.
But
I'm so afraid to sing in public that I generally lose my voice before in a performance every time.
Did I see you were performing in Jersey or something in December? Am I wrong about that?
I'm really, really nervous about it. Like, I want to cancel so bad. I want to just go to the event. But I'm dying over it, actually. But I'm hoping that I can coax. It's not going to be hard. I think I can be able to coax. Paul Green loves to sing. And so I just need somebody to stand up there with me. So I want to see if he wants to do a duet.
Ooh, what song are you thinking about?
I can do a duet. Literally anything. Unless he wants to do my Baby It's Cold Outside COVID edition. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, I did hear that. That's on Spotify.
Yeah.
Right? I believe so. Yeah.
That's it's like, I really can't stay 6 feet away. You know, like it's pretty funny. I made it last year, but here we are again in 2021, still applicable.
True. Now here's our final two fastballs here. Strangest place you've ever been recognized?
I mean, I get recognized in the bathroom a lot. Strangest? I can only think of somebody else's story that I'm going to tell it. It's not mine. It's one of my best friends. She was on a soap opera for ages. So that narrows it down, but I won't say which one. And her husband actually now, but at the time boyfriend, was really into like going to nudist colonies. And she was in a hot tub at a nudist colony and was like day three for her. And if you wear clothing in a nudist colony, they call you a textile. And so she
You
was
know
like,
way too the, much about this, by the way. I didn't mean to interrupt,
so
but go on.
She's in a hot tub. She's in a hot tub. No, it wasn't me. I would never be. I would lose my voice going to a nudist colony. But so anyway, she gets like real into it. She's like, okay, I can handle this now. Like, it's like no big deal anymore. It's fine. She's in this hot tub and some guy starts talking to her. And he's like, yeah, I met you at a Cheesecake Factory. And she's like, I was never a waitress at the Cheesecake Factory. I've had a lot of odd jobs, but not the Cheesecake Factory. And he's like, yeah, no, like whatever, it's Cheesecake Factory. And she's like, okay. And then he's like, by the way, I really wish you insert her character name, would get back with insert character name. And she was like, I wish people could watch. She's like trying to kind of cover up her boobs, you know, that are like above the water. But she's like ass naked in this hot tub with another guy who's ass naked, who is a fan of hers. And she's like, oh my God, now I have to like find a really non-awkward way to like die and also get out of this hot tub. But I have to walk away. Like literally, she's just like slithering out of this hot tub. I was like, that's the best fan sighting I've ever heard of in my life.
Thank God he didn't have any place to put his cell phone, whoever this fan was, because God forbid someone snapped a picture. Holy shit. Pardon my French, but oh my goodness. Wow.
I know.
Yeah,
I had another friend of mine who's a guy, and he said, I almost want to say who this one is.
Go ahead. You got free reign.
who was a co-star of mine last year. He may or may not have been in my Christmas movie.
Oh, my, wait, the USS, the USS know, Christmas?
Maybe. He had to go to his male exam, his prostate exam, and there was a student intern, and he does, they're like, do you mind if a student, you know, comes in while we're doing your examination? And he's like, I mean, that's, I guess that's fine. So they're like doing the prostate exam, which is a very invasive exam. And he's like, okay, you know, whatever. And then he like goes to leave, and the student intern runs up to him and was like, oh my God, I loved you in this show. Like, I had such a crush on you. And he's like, oh God, like, oh my God, like, oh my God. That's the second best fan story I've ever heard.
Oh, the second best or the worst. Oh my goodness. I mean,
awful. Can you imagine?
That's not what I would, because I mean, it's high stakes enough when, you know, you're going through that.
Yes.
I don't want people coming up.
He told me the depths of the story. There were more details. And I was just like, dude, I'm dying right now.
Oh my God. And so certainly anything you were going to tell me about places you've been recognized are
not that bad.
Top that. Yeah. Well, Jen, how about this one? We didn't ask this last year. We've kind of worked this into recent fastball derbies, and I think it might be fun because you're always full of surprises.
Okay.
What is the fact about Jen Lilly that would surprise people the most?
Surprise people. I don't know that there's anything about me that's maybe surprising. I'm pretty open about all things. I don't even know. I don't know what would be surprising about me. I'm pregnant again. That's surprising to me. surprising to me. Every time I go to the sonogram, I'm like, are you sure? Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy for you though. I mean, it's just like from when I last saw you, just like so much great. You've been accomplishing so many great things, and
thank you. I'm excited about the baby. I'm super excited about the baby. I'm just kind of like, oof, man, I did not want my body to have to go through this again.
Right.
But that's
right.
Okay. You know, it's good. It's good to, you know, knock yourself down again.
Is this going to be it, you think? Or at least, you know, as far as, you know, natural birth? Because I know, of course.
For me, it's going to be. That's, I mean, I told my husband, like, we're never doing this again. Like, you're getting the operation. It's on you. Like, you put me through this now for 18 months of my life / the year after. You know, every time you have a baby, it's like 2 years for the woman. So I was like, you can do an inpatient thing. But no, as far as having kids, I do want to have more kids just down the line. I just have such a heart for foster care.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I touched on it before. That's one thing that I love so much about Christmas Is Not Canceled. That, I mean, it's just, it just encapsulates who you are in so many ways and what this time of year is about as far as, you know, being able to help kids in need. I know you've been passionate about that for a long time, and just keep doing what you're doing and whatever we can do to help, obviously, at Break a Bat. I might even make my way to one of the game nights, of course. That would be
fun.
Oh
my gosh. Let me know. Just, I think you have my email. Just email me and I'll, like, don't buy it. I'll just send you the links.
Oh my God. I get special treatment.
Yeah, I'll give you a scholarship to Christmas University or Make Believe College.
Well, a scholarship of any kind will certainly be a first for me. And,
Tell your parents.
Yeah. My mom would have loved to have heard that, in 2008 when I was graduating high school rather than, standard tuition.
Mom, I got into Make Believe College and I got a full ride.
Santa sent me the diploma.
Santa is signing my diploma.
Jen, you're the absolute best. I'm so excited for the folks at home, you know, to connect with you on social media, of course, with Christmas Is Not Canceled, and of course to watch Royally Wrapped for Christmas. This is just, I think that you certainly lived up to the hype of a second appearance on Break a Bat. This was epic.
Thanks. Yeah. For my poor two friends who I shared their stories, they're rolling in their graves. May they never hear this podcast.
Oh, but we got a couple Hallmarkies in the audience who might be able to recognize the latter of who you were talking about.
Yeah.
But the soap star, it'll remain a mystery. But Jen, thank you so much for joining us in the Batter's Box. This was awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, Jen. And thank you to all of the folks at home for listening to Break a Bat. Again, remember to watch Royally Wrapped for Christmas on GAC Family this Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't get GAC Family, download the Friendly TV app. I use it. And this is also not a paid ad. I absolutely love it. And yeah, connect with all the great stuff that Jen's doing with Christmas Is Not Canceled. You could check it out on their website or via Jen's Instagram. So many great things happen in between now and Christmas. And we're so grateful for that. And once again, thank you all for tuning in tonight to Break a Bat. This is Al Malafronte signing off from the Holiday Block Party. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Break a Bat. This is produced by the fine folks at the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit and subscribe at bpn.fm/breakabat. You can find me online at break_a_bat_podcast. And you can also find the Broadway Podcast Network on Instagram at Broadway Podcast Network. It's been so great having you here with us today, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.